our friend's house is there burning and all the trucks go to Russell Crowe's. What about, you know, normal, everyday people?
There are a lot of desperate people today on the East Coast as hundreds face losing their homes. After at least 50 houses in New South Wales were damaged or destroyed by fire yesterday, the wind change that caused the chaos is now moving into Queensland. Right now, 83 fires are ablaze in New South Wales, 50 of them not contained, and more than 72 fires burning across Queensland. David Bowman is Professor of Pyrogeography and Fire Science at the University of Tasmania. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked him if the fires could have been prevented.
People were doing the best they can, but the circumstances they find themselves are new.
How do you think we should better manage these types of fires? Like, do you think more fuel reduction burns would have helped reduce the intensity of these fires?
Well, these fires are so intense because they're climate and weather-driven events, extreme drought, and then these classical fire weather setup. So they're very dangerous conditions. Full stop. Protecting the environments you want to keep fire free requires very targeted fuel management and requires a whole raft of changes, not just whether you would use planned burning. It requires building design, planning, communications to forewarn people, surveillance, firefighting capacity. The full Monty is there, and there will be inquiries into this fire event, and it will flush out what caused them. We're not even certain about the ignitions. We need to study what sorts of fuels were burning under what sort of weather conditions.
What extent do you think climate change is to blame?
Climate change is just making a bad situation worse. You know, it's not as if bushfires have never occurred before. What climate change is doing is loading the dice. So we're seeing an increased frequency in very dangerous fire weather conditions and also these protracted droughts and longer fire seasons which affect planned burning windows because it just becomes harder to do the planned burning you might want to do. And also the vegetation is so stressed that it's shedding leaves and the way the vegetation recovers is changing because the vegetation is so stressed. So we're basically... I like to think of what we're doing, it's like an adolescence. We're going from one state to another state. You know, it's a really difficult time, but we're going to get through this and we have to really help each other as a community pull together to come through to develop the necessary pathways and strategies to coexist with this increasing flammable world we've got.
There's been fingers pointed at Greenies. Do you think the politicians are really blaming people who oppose land clearing?
I reckon environmentalists would be really chuffed if they felt they had that much power over fire management. I'm really not interested in the political toing and froing. It's just not interesting to me. I would be much more interested in a bidding war amongst politicians, policymakers, tiers of government to say who can actually invest more in fuel management and innovation to make communities safe. Like, let's see if we can outdo each other on that and make lots of money available and build capacity and not be doing this operation on the back of volunteers and a shoestring budget.
Policy-wise, what do you think will be the long-term reaction to the extent and severity of these fires?
Oh, I think that we're going to be looking at a complete social transformation. Bushfires have now gone right to the very top of the political agenda, the social awareness. It's just amazing. It's just absolutely incredible. Now, managing that and getting creative and positive outcomes is really is where the leadership comes in. Everybody's got to remind themselves this is about safety and it's about instilling, particularly in the younger generation, that they do have a bright future and that it's not to promote negative vibe because it's not helping people. People are so stressed about this. They're dreading the summer. We can get through this. We are going to get through this. Things are going to change. We're incredibly adaptable, brilliant species. So it's all fine. It's okay. But it requires work.
That's David Bowman, Professor of Pyrogeography and Fire Science at the University of Tasmania. He was speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.